on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1984. This week, the KHNB Time Machine stops in August 1984. Here's the stories making news on the coast side. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, schoolboy discovers buried hull at beach. A 10-year-old boy playing in the sand at popular beach discovered the remains of a 20-foot vessel. His foot struck a piece of wood, and after many hours of toil, he was able to dig around the hull of a sunken vessel of unknown identity. And Cabrillo School District may drop membership in associations to save cash. The school board is considering its membership with the California School Board Association to save nearly $3,000 in annual membership fees. And driver suffers broken neck in accident near Pescadero Beach. A two-car crash near the Pescadero State Park resulted in a broken neck, even though the cars never touched. They were trying to pass traffic, and in order to avoid a collision, both ran off the highway. One car overturned and ended up in a ditch. As a result, one driver suffered a broken neck. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Let's talk coastal critters. We're blessed with a lot of wildlife. One couple, which we know as regulars at our pub, recounted their ongoing encounters dating back to moving here in the 90s. Here's what they shared. One morning, shortly after they bought their house, our visiting son spending the night announced there was something in the attic above his bed. I ventured up and proved him wrong and found a hawk's nest there that had broken the attic vent to allow him access. We think it may have been his birth nest, since we found lots of other guests in the backyard, including quail and somewhat rare black squirrels, gray tree squirrels, opossums, chipmunks, a skunk, a mouse, lots of birds, including a dove, and many cats. On our street, we've encountered hens, pheasants, and mountain lions. You gotta love the coast. This all happened to establish the neighborhood with houses in close proximity. Not a rural setting at all. But it's part of living on the coast side. I also wanted to announce something coming up September 5th and 6th at the Coastal Arts League events. Priscilla Class, an incredible local artist, is hosting her first one-woman show at the Coastal Arts League, and her paintings will be on display September 2nd through September 29th. September 5th and 6th, there'll be a reception from 3 to 5 at the Coastal Arts League for the Priscilla Class art show. For more details, contact the Coastal Arts League. Priscilla lives locally on the coast side. Let's support our own. Head on down to the Coastal Arts League. 1984 in the big technology news is the following. The release of personal computers, PC. Apple releases the Macintosh computer. Following the boycott by the U.S. of the Moscow Olympics, the Soviets boycott the Los Angeles Olympic Games. Recession continues to be a problem in the U.S., and 70 U.S. banks are failing this year. Indian Prime Minister Gandhi is assassinated. An estimated 10 million people are facing starvation due to the famine in Ethiopia, and the United Kingdom and China agree Hong Kong to revert to China in 1997. A 1984 cost of living snapshot. The average cost of a new house is $86,000 against an average annual income of $21,600. Buy a pound of apples for 43 cents and a pound of bacon for $1.69. A movie ticket is $2.50 and gas to get to the show is $1.10 a gallon. Popular films include Ghostbusters, Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom, The Karate Kid, and The Terminator. On the small screen at home, people are watching Magnum P.I., Dynasty, Hill Street Blues, The A-Team, and Cheers. In popular music, this singer was originally part of a successful husband-wife duo, but she went solo after a divorce and celebrated with this number one gold hit. Here's Tina Turner and What's Love Got to Do with It.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. Try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused. You're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason to do it for.
His first hit record was 3 years ago, and he's not a one-hit wonder success. He, too, went gold this year with his number one hit. Here's Lionel Richie with Hello.
I've been alone with you inside my mind, and in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide. You know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you. Sunlight in your hair, tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
This is Cameron Palmer inviting you back next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the field.